Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today, we're speaking with Anita Heidema, author of Vitality Knox. Anita is here to talk about her book promotion experience, what marketing strategies worked well for her and what did not, so she can help others by sharing tips and secrets to book marketing success. So welcome, Anita.
Thank you very much for having me.
So first, tell our listeners a little bit more about your book, Vitality Knox.
Vitality Knox is a fictional self-help book, and really it's meant for people to learn from their life lessons. So I'm trained as a hypnotherapist as well. So I created the book that you read one chapter a night, and then you have revelations and you journalize and you have dreams about what you might have changed in your life. So it's sort of a fictional self-help book about a girl named Vitality. And Knox is the sort of the knocks on the door in life that you might not have listened to.
Oh, I like that. Very nice. Now, why did you write your book? Yeah.
Well, it's really sort of came by from my clients. A lot of my clients I found over and over again as I'm consulting with them and working with entrepreneurs that they kept on doing the same thing over. So I wanted to find a tool that could reach many as opposed to few that I had with my consulting practice. So I wanted to reach more with those lessons that can be learned and maybe you don't have that learning sort of tool with you. And it's a book that you read and you can reflect back on your life and when you can be able to use that and know when to turn right or left in life in the future.
Now, once you were ready to promote Vitality Knox, what strategy did you take?
Well, I did a lot of promotion before the book came out, sort of, you know, the big hype and talking. It was a lot of social media. I also created something called a summit, and I picked people that were, you know, rather well known in North America to speak on behalf of one chapter of the book. So, you know, where joy was in your life. And, you know, the last chapter was called Inspirational Journeys, and it was kind of the revelation of the Camino Trail trip that I did. But I wanted people to speak on behalf of maybe when, you know, they didn't realize the joy in their life and they kept on taking the wrong turns in their life and what the experiences were of each sort of area of the chapter to be able to discuss it. So there was a little bit of a talk, a little bit of a hype around the book and, you know, what is Vitality Knox? What is it about the book that can be created? So I kind of started with that to sort of give a little bit of a hype. And then when the book came out, it was a release on Amazon. It became Amazon bestseller. And, you know, I started to sell the book and it became very well known. And I started expanding more and more through my speaking and through social media to sort of keep the Vitality Knox going and the message that I was creating from it.
And overall, what would you describe your book marketing experience to be like?
It was good. I you know, it was my first experience that I had gone through. There probably would have been a few changes I did. There were some things that I enjoyed, like the summit was a very powerful one. The email marketing, getting out, and really what I would do is pick up the phone and call people too. So I'd say, okay, you know what, these people would be somebody that would be interested in my book. But I know that there's so much more that can be done out there, and learning as time went on, that there's so many companies out there that can help you promote your book that much more. And, you know, that was probably one thing that I would change in what I had done. And I've got number book two that's being written. I actually wrote to most of it in Italy and Vitality's experiences in Italy that will be coming out as well. And I think those things as you learn in time, and that's why this episode is so important, because you learn from other people and what they've done well and what they need to learn from changing in the future, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you know what you would like to change, what you're going to do differently next time. What would you say this first time around was your most successful strategy?
I think the Amazon bestseller, of course, once you get known as an Amazon bestseller, it definitely gives you credibility, and the summit helps with that. But also, you know, getting out and speaking. So there's a lot of events globally that I've done. I mean, I've spoken all over Europe and India, North America. So sharing the message of vitality through speaking was also a very powerful tool. And now what I've done is I use Vitality Knox to speak on behalf of something called a foundation called the Fena Heidema Louis Body Foundation, which is awareness about Lewy body dementia. So not only is the message in the book, the message and the proceeds towards it go towards something else. So it even has a larger message to go by. So I think that people are attracted to that. And that has really worked in marketing for my book as well and my message.
And Anita, finally, do you have any lasting pieces of advice for people out there? Maybe they're a little discouraged or they're a first-time author. They finally got their manuscript done. You know, they're thinking about promotion. Do you have any advice that you would like to leave them with?
Well, number one is just do it. I mean, there's so many, you know, self-promoting books out there and people that have created, and it's a different world. You know, before it used to be the standard publisher that would take you on. Now everyone can share their message and get out there. And I think it's really important that you do share your message, because each one should be heard. And, you know, really finding how you want to do that, whether you want to do it yourself. For myself, I ended up working with a self-publishing company. So they were guiding me to a certain extent. But it's finding those right people and having them help you through that and being able to share your message. That's so important. And whatever resonates with you. There's so many different tools out there, and it's important not to get discouraged, you know, as a first-time author, and get out there and write that book. You know, there's so many people out there that are that have a message to share, and it's very important to get it out there.
And Anita, how can people learn more about you and your book, Vitality Knox?
Well, again, AnitaHeidema.com is where a lot of my tools are for my consulting practice, and the book you can purchase there. There's a free chapter you can take a look at that's available there. And, of course, on Amazon, you can also find the book on Amazon, of course.
All right, and that's Anita Heidema. So we'll spell that for everybody. A-N-I-T-A, Heidema, H-E-I-D-E-M-A, AnitaHeidema.com. Thanks for joining us today, Anita.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was really enjoyable talking with you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.